the skies above a comic book city, an X-shaped flying object wraps itself around an approaching fireball, constricting it until the fireball explodes into a shower of meteorites. Victorious, the spaceship spins round in the skies and settles to form the words, Warp X. The UK Film Council and Film 4, in association with Screen Yorkshire and EM Media, present a Warp X production, Donkey Punch. Sunshine bathes the island of Mallorca with a hazy golden light. Hotels and city apartments are clustered along the seafront against a backdrop of mountains. Tammy, a dark-haired young woman, lies in a bath, staring impassively up at the ceiling.
Come on.
Her friend Lisa is propped up on the hotel bed, smoking. She's wearing a skimpy evening dress, and there are bottles of spirits by her bedside. She stubs out a cigarette and goes over to the bathroom door.
Babes? Let me in. I'll help you.
Well, open up, Tam.
Tammy, shaving her armpits, accidentally draws blood as Kim arrives.
Sent a pain in?
Shh.
All right. Come on, you're gorgeous.
You're a mess.
You're not.
I swear, you're going to love this place, trust me.
I still reckon Ibiza would have been better.
Tam, you can't wear that. It's not really my colour. It'll look great on you.
You look gorgeous.
Mm. Where's my phone?
Ryan. Fucking twat.
Are you past it? Why don't you just leave you alone?
Kim grabs Tammy's mobile phone and starts texting.
Kim, you ain't there.
He's toxic, babe.
She hands the phone back to Tammy. The sent message reads, fuck off forever.
I don't believe you.
You promised. No more contact. Here's to Tammy for being brave.
And a wicked girly weekend together.
Three of us.
Cheers!
The three girls, dressed up for an evening on the town, leave their accommodation and pile into a taxi. Lisa, a tall giggling blonde with hoop earrings, sits between her friends. Kim takes in the views of the city. She has thin pencil eyebrows, dark cropped hair, and smiles as Tammy jokes with Lisa.
This is gonna be so cool.
In a bar, the girls chink their glasses. They flirt and dance with the guys at the bar. She waves at some boys as they move on to another bar. Party continues on to another bar. They pass through the bar downstairs and up a flight of stairs to a less crowded bar where a group of lads immediately gathers around them. Bluey, a white guy but with a ghetto fashion sense and heavy chain necklace, edges forward. Hanging close behind him, a fresh-faced Josh grins at the girls. Marcus, the tallest of the lads with a smart haircut and grey polo shirt, seizes the situation.
Right,
bring it on, my good man.
Don't you posh boys drink this stuff all the time?
How about my cornflakes? I'm Marcus, by the way.
Kim.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Just do one thing for me, yeah?
Marcus whispers in Kim's ear. She considers what he said, then pushes away his advance with a faint press of her finger.
What? Game on.
Josh beams a toothy grin as Marcus lifts a bottle of champagne from someone's table. Bluey covers his action. Marcus returns with a bottle, Bluey swaggering behind him.
Excuse me, I think we should drink that.
Shit, Marcus. Yes.
Tammy points back to the people they stole the champagne from. They swiftly exit the bar as a group, carrying the bottle of champagne with them down onto the beach. While Marcus and Sean play with a football, Bluey entertains the girls with his sleight of hand.
Fun. All right.
He magics a cork out of thin air.
Fuck off.
What?
That's shit.
No, it's not. It's
good. Is that supposed to be a trick? Like, it's supposed to be some sort of magician?
It's not a trick, my dear. It's an illusion.
Kim wanders over to join Tammy, who's lost in reverie. They stare out to sea.
Can you believe that yesterday we was in Leeds in the sodding rain? Now we're here.
I know, babe. I told you we'd look after you.
We'll see you yet.
The rest of the group join them.
What now, ladies? Hit another bar or something?
Can't we get a bottle of wine and drink it here?
You're welcome to come back to the yacht and have a drink with us. Yeah?
Right, you and Nicky drinks, but you've got a yacht.
We just wanted you to like us for who we really are.
You do not have a boat.
Kim, they do. I saw dinghy parked over there.
Daddy's boat.
Of course it is.
No, we're crew. You know this boat's in the marina? We crew one of those.
You're sailors?
We're just going back off a 3-month stint. The owner flew out yesterday, as did the skipper.
And left you in charge.
Absolutely. I'm the second mate. Josh here is the deckie.
Skivvy, more like.
Well, what are you then? The onboard hairdresser?
International playboy. Just flew in from Bifa to check out my old Maka de Kouf.
Look, the new crew arrive on Monday. This is our last weekend together. What do you say?
Tammy casts her head downwards, avoiding eye contact. Lisa checks Kim's reaction to the suggestion, a raised eyebrow. Lisa looks back at Marcus and nods.
Lead the way.
With a courteous flourish, Marcus extends his hands out to help Lisa get up. Kim starts to move too, but Tammy lingers longer. He takes Kim's bag and she lifts herself to her feet. They start chatting in pairs as they wander towards the marina entrance, and Marcus rests his arm around Lisa's shoulder. He swings the gate open for the girls with mock gallantry. Marcus hurries Kim along the narrow wooden jetty, with the others following close behind. Their heels catch on the boardwalk. Marcus draws the lads aside, but is overheard by Tammy.
Relax, it's all going according to plan, yeah?
Okay, all right, who's ready? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for my out.
Is everyone ready? You guys ready?
Yeah.
You lot, I think we should go back.
You what?
No offence, but I thought it was just like a girly weekend, like the three of us.
Oh, babe, if you want to go back and chill at the beach, then we can catch up later, yeah? Yeah?
Come on, Tam. Don't be mardy, yeah? You just go for one drink.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just...
It's not a laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please allow me to introduce to you the Derby. 76 feet of pure luxury motor yacht, and may I say...
Sean!
Hey! Sean's medallion chinks against the boat's rail as he lets them on board.
Come on, Tam.
All right. One drink.
Wicked.
Hi, Kim. Nice to meet you.
Sean, nice to meet you.
Hello. All right, mate.
This is Sean, our engineer.
Lisa.
Remove that. Sean.
What's up?
What have you been up to?
I'm leaving now. So, you're Josh's brother?
For my sins, yeah. He been misbehaving.
A little.
No, bless you, he's all right, sweetheart.
Liam, check it out.
What? What is it?
Marcus and Bloom, man, unstoppable. We're so on it.
We?
Yeah.
Oh, right, what am I supposed to be doing?
I don't know, serve drinks.
Lisa nods approvingly to Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Impressive.
It's not bad.
You've been on a boat before?
Yeah. Barrett Island. I think this is a bit bigger.
Lisa sidles over to Josh.
You going to give us a tour then?
All right, yeah. Come in.
Come on.
Check it out. It's like the TARDIS.
They step down into the yacht. He leads them along a dark interior corridor past immaculately furnished wood-panelled rooms.
Oh my God.
This is the stateroom, the owner's bedroom.
Bloody yeah. This is bigger than my flat. It's right, isn't it?
Lisa falls back onto the king-size bed, luxuriating in its comfort. Tammy's hand brushes past the ensuite bathroom as they admire the yacht's furnishings.
This is the master guest room, the VIPs.
Oh, that will be us then. Come on, show us the rest.
Daylight ekes through the yacht's portholes, partly illuminating the living quarters as the group files along the corridor towards the engine room.
All right.
Josh indicates the engines with admiration.
Check out these beauties. They crank up 1,000 horsepower each.
Okay.
Upstairs, Bluey removes his shades.
Should have seen your brother, man. He rounded them curtains up.
Yeah, I'm very proud.
Marcus. Shame he didn't bring one for you, mate. Bree and Safour don't go.
I think I'll have to sit this one out, eh?
Suit yourself. I'm on Kim like butter on toast. Mark says that other one.
Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. Fun bags fit with a standard.
Fun bags?
That leaves you and little Josh fighting for bronze.
Get in there, that Tammy's a peach.
Sean hesitates.
Nah, Josh is after Rose, fine.
Rare, man. You're gonna let your kid brother chew your grass?
I don't even know what that means.
He's been learning skills, mate. Skills at the hands of the Blue Master.
Oh, really? So he knows how to talk shit now?
Mate, he's going to law school.
Lisa discovers a bunk room.
It smells of boy.
Is this where you stay?
Yeah.
What, the two of you?
Yeah.
Very cosy.
She tweaks his nipple.
Hope you've been careful.
Oh.
Save on. Stop it.
Kim and Lisa run up deck, leaving Tammy by the bunk beds. Josh steps in close to her, and she briskly moves away without looking back. Above deck, Kim operates the turntable under Bluey's hands-on instruction.
Here we go.
Just slip it in.
Sean notices the volume going up and edges past Lisa without spilling her champagne towards the turntable.
Guys, I'm sorry, but you cannot pump the music like that.
Don't cock-block me, boss.
Mate, if one of the other skippers hears we're on the next flight home...
Lucy's right, yeah? We've just got to be subtle about it.
Oh, man. You leave your balls in customs.
Is there a problem?
Don't worry. We'll be back on the road shortly, OK?
Nice meeting you, boys, Noel. It's been lovely, but...
Guys, no, relax, yeah? New plan, all right? Fuck the marina. We party on the high seas. Mate, that's really not a good
idea. Worry about it.
Drinking fine champagne, watching the sunset over the Med. You can't do that in a club. Marcus, if anyone says anything, we'll say we're emptying the bilge tanks.
Sounds like a plan.
Come on, Sean.
Fine.
Kim draws Tammy into the crowd with a hug and starts dancing. Lisa, with her arm hooked around the back of Bluey's neck, dances press against his body as she moves to the music. On deck, Tammy watches Sean casting off mooring ropes. He moves over to the anvil-shaped cleat where she's perched and loosens the coiled rope over each end of the fixing.
How did you hit?
It's easy, just unwind it. Here you go.
You keep holding it then.
There you go. Now you just got to throw it over there.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't.
Yeah, you can do it.
She smiles back at him as he casts off the final rope. Sean moves along the gangway to the head of the yacht, his unbuttoned shirt catching the breeze as they pull out of the marina. Above him, on the upper deck, Marcus is at the helm. The girls excitedly run out onto the upper deck as the mainland recedes into the distance. Marcus presses Kim's hand onto the throttle and she gasps as the yacht surges ahead.
Someone say they were seasick because I've got a very special cure. Ease on the house.
Yeah, but are they done?
The drugs you want to worry about, it's Bluey on the drugs.
I'm 100% dependable, mate. I'm a fucking Volvo, mate.
Yeah, you promise? We've got guests.
These are the shiznits, baby. Give you a nice little tingle.
Give us one then.
He pops the tablet into her mouth and does the same for Marcus and Lisa. Tammy, however, reaches out to take the pill from his hand and reticently studies it. Josh clasps his hand in his lap.
Joshy?
You know what, Blue, I'm fine. I'm good.
Josh, mate. Don't take that one.
You just want to do half of that.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Marcus bites Tammy's pill in half and offers her a piece. She takes it from his hand and places it in her mouth, frowning uncertainly before swallowing it. Marcus chuckles and her expression eases. They weigh anchor and Sean plunges into the sea.
This is what it's all about.
It's a clay pigeon. Marcus is teaching the owner how to shoot.
The shore's gone then.
Please. We hardly even know each other.
He leaps overboard.
Yes! 10.0!
You joined the Marines, he's going to be a lieutenant.
Really?
Really?
Tammy and Bluey remain on board, watching the others.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Sean swims back to the yacht.
Come on in, it's perfect.
What?
I've never been out to sea like this before. What?
You can swim?
Yeah.
He holds out a hand towards her.
Come on.
You lot, I swear.
Just wait for the E to hit, it'll be amazing.
Better would have been. Oh, we're here.
Kim, you're gonna go clubbing when we're back.
Yeah, Pasha, do you wanna come? What?
Nothing, just mate, my DJ's there told me the maddest story.
Oh, who?
Not saying, but you'd know him, whatever this geezer I'm talking about.
Tell us!
I don't know, it's a bit full on.
Go on, tell us.
Oh. Alright. You got tarmacked?
Tarmacked?
It's well grubby. He pulled this golf bird after a set, right? Goes back to her place. So she's on top, yeah? And all of a sudden, she sits up on his chest,
Luke,
yeah?
Abort now, mate. Seriously.
No, man, no, you got to hear
please.
It.
Please.
She drops her load right on him. Which is bad enough, right? But then she rolls her butt up and down like a steamroller. Tarmac.
Yeah, well, that is fuck all. And you not heard of a dirty Sanchez?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Turkey slapping? You know what it is, right? You take your dick and you slap it around a girl's face.
Or a boy's.
You need a bit of length. Helps you get a good swing on that.
Rules little Josh out in.
Lisa and King climb out of the sea, the water glistening on their skin.
Anyone heard of a donkey punch?
Yeah, man. Sweet.
Oh, you know it, do you?
No, I've done it.
Okay, genius, tell us.
Yeah, man, you know, ladies present.
Basically, right?
You're taking a loved one from behind.
And just when you're about to blow your load.
Back of the neck. Involuntary muscle spasm.
Ooh. Man.
The clench. You've never felt anything like it, mate. Still reckon you've done it?
Fuck off.
Josh looks down sheepishly.
What's in it for the girl?
Don't understand the question.
You're a wrong'un.
Sky's incredible.
I love it out here. So, do you want to go back to Leeds?
Not really. There's too many people I don't want to see anymore.
So why stay? Make a leap.
What?
Oh, wait, come here.
What are you doing?
Backflip.
You idiot.
Still in their bikinis, Lisa and Kim stand swaying in a gentle breeze as the sun's fading intensity dries them. Bluey opens up a bag of gear and pulls out a small glass pipe with a rounded chamber at one end.
What's that?
Russian ice, man. Huge in beefa. But the doctor recommends just a baby hit. It's proper hardcore.
Lisa sits down by his side and leans into him.
I am hardcore.
Blue inserts the glass pipe into her mouth and she seals her lips around it. He heats the chamber with a cigarette lighter and she inhales with her eyes closed.
Ooh. Oh, it makes your chest go all cold.
Kim steps forward and Bluey lights the pipe for her too. She inhales deeply. At first, she turns her head away, then giggles and gasps. She brings her hands to her head and stands motionless, focusing her mind. Lisa steps over and embraces her. They look around and see Bluey animating the pipe like an aeroplane towards Josh's mouth.
Come on, little Josh, suck it down, mate. Yeah, mate.
Josh inhales the smoke and chokes slightly.
You're funny, man.
Bluey nuzzles close to Kim, who laughs and lies back.
Are you religious?
She inserts Bluey's chain necklace into her mouth. Lisa tilts her head back onto Marcus, who's covering her back. Kim half raises herself from her lying position, and Bluey continues to brush his face against her neck. Marcus stares into Lisa's eyes.
Why don't we take this downstairs, huh?
They move off, and Kim and Bluey follow their lead. Josh watches as the two couples leave. He glances around and gently bites his lip. In the master bedroom, a pristine quilt is stretched out over the bed. Bronze and gold satin pillows are piled neatly in front of a marble headboard, swirling caramel-coloured stone. The two couples enter the opulent room. Lisa runs her hand across Marcus's face and lays down on the bed. He follows her. Kim and Bluey kiss and sit on the edge of the bed. Josh creeps into the room.
Don't worry. You won't do anything unless he's told.
Josh watches from the sofa. Lisa draws herself up from the bed and moves astride Marcus. Her long blonde hair falls down like a veil as she bends over to kiss him. Kim glances over her shoulder at them and lies back alongside Lisa. She runs her fingers along Lisa's back. Lisa looks up and the girls kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Josh stirs on the sofa and Bluey gets out a handheld camera to film them kissing.
Yeah.
Pretty lady. It's come to Bluey.
Smiling, Lisa takes the camera from Bluey and starts filming him.
Okay, now you two.
Marcus gets up from the bed.
Oh, why not? You went to public school, didn't you?
Yeah, got kicked out for being straight.
Camera in one hand, Lisa draws Bluey closer with her other hand and unfastens his trousers.
Who's got the best butt?
Bluey turns around, revealing his bare behind, and spanks himself.
Oh, it's not bad. Now the other one.
She turns the camera from Bluey to Marcus, who obligingly drops his trousers.
Nice and firm.
Bluey joins in, slapping Marcus's behind.
Wait!
Tammy and Sean are stretched out on the lower deck.
I was seeing someone before we left, but it ended.
Badly.
She messed me about. What about you?
Yeah, I was with someone, but people grow apart, don't they? In fact, that's bollocks. I caught him cheating with a really old friend of mine.
That's horrible.
I felt like such a fucking idiot, enough not realising.
No, he's the fucking idiot.
She gets up and wanders upstairs to the boat's helm, her unbuttoned cardigan fluttering over her bikini in the evening breeze. Her music system rests on the control panel.
Them lot have all gone?
Just who?
All of them.
Leave him, he'll be all right.
She leans forward and kisses him tenderly. At the end, before the beginning, so the salt will spill again. Throw it over your shoulder. Oh, it's a tomorrow, but you know sorrow. Below deck, Kim and Marcus stand facing each other. Then begin exchanging passionate kisses. Lisa, toying with the camera in her mouth, watches them listlessly. Marcus hoists Kim up onto his hips. Lisa puts the camera to one side and brushes past Josh as she walks around the bed over to Bluey. She stands in front of him and removes his chain necklace. Lisa unfastens her bikini top and casts it behind her. Lisa lies back onto the bed and Bluey moves on top of her. Marcus removes Kim's bikini top and they kiss passionately. Josh is gazing at Lisa and Bluey together. Bluey stops kissing Lisa and turns to Josh.
Hey, make yourself useful.
Josh gets up and grabs the handheld camera. He starts filming the couples having sex.
Back up.
Get us all in, yeah?
Slow down. There, come here.
Louis looks at Josh.
How about my boy gets involved? Wait a minute.
Josh approaches Bluey and Lisa on the bed, grinning nervously.
You're up, bro.
Yeah.
Break off a piece.
Bluey takes over filming as she peels the T-shirt off of Josh. Lisa teases his lips with her tongue. His fly and he fumbles his trousers down. She gets on all fours on the bed. Josh kneels behind her. Oh. A broad grin spreads over Josh's face. Louis kneels on the floor in front of Lisa and kisses her. Marcus and Kim, across the room, are in their own world, oblivious to the action on the bed. Bluey picks up the camera once again to film Lisa on her hands and knees with Josh thrusting behind, her neck swaying violently with his action.
Harder, mate, harder, fucking pounder. She loves it. Hey, mate, slap her ass. She loves it. She loves it. Gonna come.
Lisa collapses on the bed. Marcus and Kim turn round to see Josh and Marcus's stunned expressions.
Lisa!
Josh runs out. Sean and Tammy are chatting quietly above there.
Did you get it over here?
Sean, will you come downstairs, please?
Kim sits with her knees drawn up to her chest. Marcus is standing over Lisa's body, feeling for a pulse.
Richard, I've got to fucking find him.
Let me.
Sean pushes Marcus out of the way and feels Lisa's neck.
I think she's dead.
Oh, God. Lisa! Lisa!
Oh, Lisa.
What happened?
Louis pulls his jeans on in a daze. Josh stands shaking. Marcus looks across to Kim.
We were just...
Must have OD'd.
Kim clutches a sheet around herself.
Look, I'm calling it in. The Coast Guard can pick us up on the way back.
Kim, come on.
Don't. She's... They're not going to get here. By the time they're here, we'll be gone. There's no point.
Darkness surrounds the boat. Sean is at the helm. Deck lights illuminate the yacht. Sean sets the course coordinates. Tammy rushes upstairs to grab her bag.
We've just got to keep it together and we'll be back, okay?
Below deck, Marcus cups handfuls of water from a wash basin over his face. Josh dresses, rubbing his eyes of tears.
What the fuck, man? What have you done?
Me? I haven't done anything.
Mate, I saw you. What the fuck?
What did he do?
This is fucking long donkey punch stuff.
No. She OD'd or she had an allergic reaction.
So what? My cock. You donkey punched her. For real.
I thought... You said...
I didn't say shit, mate! It's a joke! You dick. A story. No one fucking does it, you stupid fucking cunt. This is not fucking happening. No?
Louis picks up the handheld camera and shows the footage to Marcus.
Check the replay.
Kim sits with Tammy.
I remember Bluey and Josh acting weird. Weird. How do you mean weird? They were shouting and filming. Blue had a camera.
Marcus, Josh, and Bluey watched the footage. Marcus grabs Josh. And pushes him upstairs.
So much shit.
The yacht motors towards the lights of the port. The lads join Sean on the bridge.
Let's call it in.
Sean shakes his head.
Brother has something he needs to tell you. I didn't mean to.
Downstairs, Tammy hugs Kim.
It's all right, babe. We're almost on you. Lily's OD'd, babe. You were in an accident.
Kim shakes her head.
What?
Sean looks up from the camera's footage and stares at his brother with an incredulous expression.
You have to help me. Please.
Marcus turns the engine and lights off.
What the fuck are you doing? We are all going down for this for a long time.
We just explain.
Explain. There's a girl downstairs with a broken neck and our DNA is all over her.
Doesn't look good.
Best thing for all of us, and especially your fucking stupid prick of a brother, is if
we could say she fell overboard. No body, no case.
The yacht starts to turn around and motors away from the port.
What the fuck's going on?
It's all right, I'm calling the police back home.
Why are we turning? What the fuck is going on?
The display panel on the phone shows a weak signal.
Can you hear me? Listen to me!
The display reads network failure.
I know it sounds callous.
And what about the girls? They're never going to agree to this.
Girls? You gay? They're lucky we don't dump them too.
Fuck is your problem. It's your fault we're in this mess.
I'm the bad guy. I'm not the one who snapped a girl's neck like a fucking twig.
You're the one who gave him the drugs. You're the one who fed him those fucking fairy stories.
It's a big boy, Sean. Didn't do anything he didn't want to.
Shut up. Shut your face. Don't push your luck. You're going to chuck that tape and keep your mouth shut. Right?
All right, man. All right, get it.
The lads assemble on the lower dive deck. Louis pretends to throw the tape overboard.
Throw the fucking thing, Louis!
This time he throws it and holds both hands up.
And what about when we get back? Now they're just going to go straight to the police.
Say what? We were eyed up, fucking these lads, but it weren't our fault.
We don't need their concern. Not anymore.
Someone needs to tell them.
The lads troop down to the living quarters.
Where are we going now?
We are.
Not easy.
Sit down.
Really shit things happened and everything's fucked. Now it's in everyone's best interests that we do the right thing.
The right thing?
We just feel like the best thing would be if we... bury Lisa at sea, here, now.
Why would you do that?
Because as far as the Coast Guard's concerned, Lisa fell overboard.
You're all fucking mental.
Look, how long have you actually known Lisa? Do you want to be the one who has to tell her parents exactly what she was doing when she died? I'm acting skipper of this ship. I just want what's best for everyone. We bury Lisa at sea. We call it in. When the Coast Guard comes, we tell them she had too much to drink and fell overboard. It happens.
But she didn't, did she? You killed her. It's on that tape.
What tape?
Sean, you better tell them the car. Tell him. He's wrong. So what, when they find the body, what then?
We're gonna find the body. The decision's been made. This one will be over very soon.
Sean and Josh walk to the master bedroom where Lisa's body lies covered in a sheet. Sean pulls the sheet back. He reaches out and, trembling, touches her neck one last time. Marcus joins them and covers Lisa with the sheet again.
Marcus? To be in international waters before we do this. This ship is registered in Panama, so once we're over that line in international waters, we're under Panamanian law. If it ever went to court, we'd be in Panama.
Shut up, Josh!
It's like the most corrupt place on Earth. There's no way they convict.
We do it now. We call it in after we cross the line.
I just, you know, sorry.
We need to do this now, while those girls are still scared.
Marcus and Sean wrap the sheet tightly around Lisa's corpse and lift her out onto the deck. away.
Oh, no, please. Please. Don't you dare touch her. Don't you dare fucking touch her!
Now, why don't you sit down? I'm not asking. Sit.
I'm not your dog.
He pushes her down to the sofa.
Good girl.
Sean and Marcus heave the body swaddled in sheets out onto the deck and lay it down. Josh stares in horror as Lisa's head protrudes from the sheet before Marcus hurriedly rewraps it.
Josh, go and stop the boat. Now! Sean, get the anchor out of the rib. Don't weigh her down, she'll be ashore before we are.
Sean and Marcus secure a rope around the body.
This is not right. Look, I've worked too fucking hard to let your brother fuck it all up. This way, everyone gets their lives back.
Not everyone.
They tighten the rope binding the corpse. Louis stands with his back to the girls watching Marcus and Sean. Kim glances round and then makes a run. Josh and Louis catch and seize the girls.
Girls! You killed her! This man's got me, girls!
Yeah, go. Go tell the police. Go tell them about all the drugs you were taking. Now you were fucking a complete stranger.
Just shut up!
Because you got no tape, no body, no proof of anything. It's your word against ours.
Oh! Tammy punches Josh.
Right. Tie him up.
Fuck you!
Kim brandishes a kitchen knife at Bluey. Out on deck, Marcus finishes roping the body. Kim appears with the knife.
So you're gonna cut me, yeah?
He advances on her and swiftly disarms her.
Louis, hold her! Fuck's sake, Sean, let's just do it now!
Marcus looks out and sees the body pop up and break the surface.
Fuck!
He looks down and notices the anchor lying on the deck. Marcus rips off his shirt, grabs the anchor, and dives in after the body. Gripping the anchor, he struggles underwater towards the body, then tucks it through the rope bindings.
Marcus!
Quick, go in there and fucking
Marcus!
Find him. I'm not going in there!
Where the fuck is he?
On the deck. I'm not going in there, there's sharks in
there.
There's no sharks!
Marcus!
Marcus watches as the body descends into the murky depths of the sea and disappears from view. Tammy grabs the radio. Kim pushes the throttle full ahead. The propeller starts to pull Marcus in. Louis runs and drags Kim from the bridge.
Josh! Get back here and help me with this!
Tammy kicks Bluey in the groin and the girls escape. Marcus surfaces.
Fuck it! Kill me! The girls moved the boat.
I almost got through.
Fuck that. There's a gunner and we gotta find it.
No, we need to get flares or something. Someone's gotta be able to help us.
Tammy rushes through the engine room to the equipment store. She looks back down the corridor, but Kim has vanished.
Kim!
Marcus, Sean and Bluey gather in the living quarters.
Where the fuck are those girls?
Downstairs.
Why, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go and have a hot shower. You wanna check that's okay with our guests?
Marcus steps up to the bridge tailed by Sean. He fiddles with the onboard computer. Sean tries to intercept but is pushed away. Kim tries to force the locked gun cabinet open. Marcus strides downstairs and walks up to Kim.
So you want to shoot me now?
He advances on her and grabs her by the jaw. Sean walks in on Tammy in the bedroom.
We found Marcus.
Dead.
Afraid not. Here, come on, it's freezing.
He hands her a fleece, which she refuses, casting it onto the bed. Sean locks the door on them both.
Shit, it's not helping.
What you're doing is really helpful,
come
is it?
On, you and me, we're the only ones with our heads screwed on.
You helped him throw Lisa. You helped him throw her like she were a...
I just need you to keep Kim under control.
Josh sits on the bridge, head down, deep in thought. Bluey joins him.
Fuck, man. Marcus. Thought we'd lost him. Gotta look out for each other.
Yes.
We're in the clear, right? Just say a word against us.
Yeah. Well, not quite.
Josh, what are you saying?
I dressed like a legalese, but basically it's all bullshit. When I stand up and caught the girls off her face, so there was no informed consent. I say it was rape.
There's no body.
Right, a conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. Those girls get in front of the jury.
So, basically, we're fucked.
We're not. Marcus is. As acting skipper, anything that happens on board is his responsibility.
He takes all the heat.
Legally, he's 100% liable. Right word in the wrong ear. You tricky little bastard.
What?
You think I'd shaft the goose?
I'd never.
Damn right. So I've got a few tricks on my own.
He pulls another videotape out of his pocket.
Suck on that, bitch.
Josh bites his lip nervously. Marcus steps out of the shower, opens the door and finds Bluey waiting for him. Josh stumbles across Kim in the corridor.
Which one?
Dunno. Marcus won't share.
What?
It's in the shower. Drop the soap. You just won't pick it up.
He forces her into a cabin.
We need to take the piss!
Exiting the cabin, he encounters Tammy. Josh hesitates, then advances, forcing her to step backwards into the galley, where he grabs a full block of knives from the work surface. Sean steps out into the corridor and joins his brother. Tammy heads off the other way, but is blocked by the arrival of Marcus and Bluey from the other direction.
Right, playtime's over. We've got 45 minutes left. We reached the international line, we call it in.
Well, why aren't we going now?
Until that moment, everyone stays right here where I can see them.
Kim comes out from her room. All heads turn as she steps nervously between the lads over to Tammy's side.
Why don't you fix us a meal? I'm starving. Starving, Marvin.
You are joking.
That's about the only sensible suggestion I've heard all evening.
Thank you, Marcus.
You're tired.
Fucking paranoid.
We need to get some food inside us before any more accidents happen.
Marcus picks up his Leatherman blade.
Right then. Why don't we take a look what's in the kitchen?
Marcus taps Sean on the arm.
Watch them.
Marcus walks onto the bridge and alters the GPS course coordinates. A cross moves over the chart on the computer screen and stops just inside international waters. The yacht ploughs on through the darkness, lit only by deck lights. Everyone assembles in the galley. Bluey looks at the bread and soup on the table as he sets down a bottle of vodka.
Fuck, man, that's all there is.
Marcus cuts some bread with a Leatherman blade and places it on the cutting board. Sean takes the loaf and blade and offers Josh a slice. His brother shakes his head anxiously, ignoring the food in front of him. Bluey looks up from his bowl.
You know what? This is really tasty.
Bluey nods appreciatively and slurps more soup. He looks around at Kim and Tammy.
So what's everyone doing when we get back?
They stare malevolently back at Bluey.
Reckon it's time for the Blooster to move on. Can't face Blighty. Quite fancy goer.
Kim glares at Bluey.
Ever been?
No.
You should. You're quite a goer yourself.
Bluey turns away, hiding his smirk. Stone-faced, the girls look over to Sean.
Going home, Marcus.
Oh, fuck. Still got 3 months of freedom before I get badged.
Josh looks askance at Marcus. He swallows, steeling himself to say something.
Marcus.
Not now, Josh.
We've only got 20 minutes left.
Leave it.
Josh stares down at the table, avoiding Bluey's eyes.
Bluey didn't chuck the table.
Bluey lifts his head from his bowl and glares at Josh.
He lied. He kept it.
Unflinching, Bluey holds eye contact with Marcus.
Sam's got a big mouth.
Josh and Sean stare open-mouthed at their friends.
Marcus, we had an understanding.
Yeah, well, understand this. I'm not your brother's get-out-of-jail-free card.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
First, edit me and Kusat, then post it on the web. A pound a pop. Ka-ching! Really? Josh will be a YouTube superstar.
Don't wet your panties, Josh. Stay in line, yeah?
Bluey pours a vodka.
You girlies wouldn't get out of line, would you?
Now they're going to say the right thing, aren't you?
Marcus fixes his eyes on Tammy.
Lisa always pouted a bit too hard.
The girls look around hesitantly, and Marcus raises his eyebrows towards them. A deliberate smile plays on his face.
Everyone knew it.
So it was an accident?
Tammy hesitates, and her mouth tightens before she replies.
She had too much to drink. And now it's hard to clear her head. That was the last that we saw of her.
Marcus, I trusted you.
Those do hate my guts, fair enough. Now I've got your fucking little weasel of a brother trying to turn Bluey against me.
Hey, I don't like all this fussing and fighting. Why can't we all just...
I'm warning you, do not touch me.
Oh, come on, you girlies are so tense. Let the Bluester work you with his magic fingers.
Leave her alone.
You know what this is about? She's jealous. Kim gets all the attention. You're too uptight. That's why your boyfriend was shagging around.
You are a wanker.
Bet you he shagged Kim too, didn't he? Well, don't blame me, sweetheart. I myself am a diagnosed sex addict.
Yeah, well, try cold turkey.
Tried it, mate. Prefer hot pussy.
Right, let's do it.
No one calls it in until I have that tape.
Sean, just call it!
Sean, just call it! Who cares? We've got a beautiful boat.
You promise?
Bag full of drugs, two lovely ladies.
Bluey, that's enough.
Hey, we could do it again. You and Kim, a little double act. Email it to your ex.
Bluey!
Show him what he's missing. Come on, give us a kiss, huh?
Do you fucking touch her?
She stabs Bluey in the chest with a blade. Everyone sits stunned. Bluey sees a patch of blood beginning to ooze through his T-shirt. Tammy backs away in shock as Bluey stares down, knife handle protruding from below his collarbone.
Get it out! Get it out of me!
Marcus throttles Tammy.
Marcus!
As Sean punches Marcus, the girls run off down the corridor. Bluey grimaces. Kim and Tammy lock themselves in a room while Marcus and Sean fight on the floor. Josh fumbles with a bag of powder. Josh shoves the powder under Bluey's nose. He snorts and sits back dazed, powder all over his face.
Listen, man, you're going to be fine. Your lung's filling up with blood, but that's why God gave you two, okay?
Tammy,
while Sean beats on the cabin door, Tammy and Kim open a hatch in the roof and lift themselves out.
Just back up! Open the door!
The girls creep along the narrow gangway at the side of the yacht, ducking down at the windows. They make it to the stern, where an inflatable dinghy is tied. They undo its ropes and launch it into the water. Kim leaps in first, followed by Tammy, and they float away into the night. Sean braces himself to kick the door. Sean and Josh enter the room and immediately see the open hatch. They turn on their heels and rush out. The lights on the yacht recede into the night as the dinghy floats away. The girls shiver with cold and the rush of adrenaline. Tammy examines the dinghy's stern.
Kim. Kim. Where's the fucking water? No!
The hell are they?
As the boys run around the yacht, frantically searching for the girls, Josh passes the dinghy's outboard motor, lying in the engine room.
Put that fucking tape, Tammy. We can't prove nothing about that tape.
Oh, do you want to go and get it?
No, fuck that! We'll have to find out. Come on.
Tammy finds two flares.
Which of these flares, red or blue?
Kim sits in tears while Tammy inspects the flares.
We'll never wait out here till tomorrow. No one's going to find us. We can freaking die out here.
Tammy pulls the ring on a flare.
What are you doing? Help me out!
Kim throws the lit flare into the water and it fizzles out.
Oh,
I know they've seen us.
The yacht changes its course and heads towards the dinghy. Lights from the prow of the yacht shine onto the inflatable boat. Josh runs around to the port side and grabs a coil of rope. He shouts to Kim.
I'll throw you down the rope, okay? Grab it!
We're not getting on your fucking boat!
Tammy grabs the rope.
Okay, hold on!
Josh pulls the dinghy to the yacht.
Okay, I've got it!
Marcus looms out of the hatch, carrying a pump-action 12-bore shotgun.
Marcus!
Marcus strides menacingly towards the stern. He points the weapon at the girls.
Back on this fucking boat.
Fuck you!
Get on the boat. Now! Don't get on this boat. I'm going to shoot that thing from under you.
Marcus,
back off! Down.
Kim surreptitiously grabs a flare.
Fucking stab blue.
He asked for it.
Get on the boat.
Back off or I swear to fucking God!
Ah, fuck! Guys! Oh, fuck me!
A flare embedded in Marcus's torso explodes into flames, engulfing him. Marcus falls into the water, screaming, but the flare continues to burn.
He's burning the fucking boat off!
You stop that!
Oh, fuck! Ah. Ah. You fucking shot him!
The flare eventually extinguishes itself, and a lifeless Marcus floats head down in the water. Sean and Josh stare down at the drifting body, stupefied. Sean leads the girls downstairs through the galley. Louis lies motionless, a bloody mess, the leatherman still embedded in his chest. Sean pushes Kim and Tammy into one of the bedrooms. He steps back out and grabs Josh by the shoulder.
You stay here.
He leads Josh to guard the bedroom door, and his brother locks the girls in.
Fucking let us out!
Josh breaks the lock with a diving knife. Passing through the galley, Josh hesitates at the sight of Bluey's blood-soaked torso. Sean is on the bridge.
Shit.
He frantically presses a series of buttons on the onboard computer, but there is no response. Below deck, the darkness is absolute as all the lights
the
shut down.
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck have we done? It's all your fault.
What?
You stabbed Bluey. Got on a stupid dinghy. Let the flare go. The boys come back to us. I mean, fuck, we wouldn't even be in space if it weren't for you! Shut up!
Kim puts a hand up to her face where Tammy slapped her and sobs. Josh comes onto the bridge.
Oh, fuck. Marcus is dead.
Yeah, I know.
But what are we going to do?
Josh hangs his head.
Where the fuck are the keys?
I don't...
Look downstairs.
Josh begins searching the master bedroom. He suddenly spies the keys hanging in the lock of the gun cupboard and grabs them. Clenching the keys in his fist, he pauses thoughtfully. Sean is searching the sofa when Josh comes up to him.
Marcus must have had them.
In the background, Louis's head lolls to one side. Sean stares at Josh and deliberates for a moment.
Right, call it.
Say what?
Just... call it. We need a medevac now or he will die.
Please, man. Don't want to die.
Bluey's face is covered in a film of sweat.
Okay, yeah, I'll call it.
Sean rummages in a toolbox. He lifts off the cover to a fuse box and inspects the fuses. Josh is upstairs on the bridge, holding a radio transceiver. He looks around warily, then hides the handset in a cupboard. He pads downstairs to the galley, where Bluey lies slumped on the sofa. Josh leans over him and grips him by the shoulders. He lifts Bluey up off the sofa. Bluey wraps his left arm around Josh's neck.
I got you. There we go. You okay? Come on. I got you.
Josh walks Bluey down the corridor slowly.
There we go. Sorry. Just through here.
They enter one of the small bedrooms.
There we go. Right, just stop.
Carefully steadies Bluey.
Okay, just gonna sit you down, right? Very gently. Right, I got you. Right, I got you. Okay?
Bluey looks completely dazed. Josh locks the door on both of them. He stands transfixed, looking down at Bluey, who is bleeding profusely and breathing erratically. The girls remain locked in the cabin next door. Tammy notices a sleek metal vase on a shelf. She grabs it, feeling the weight. She looks from the vase in her hand to a glass panel in the door. She takes a two-handed grip and swings it at the glass. Josh kneels before Bluey.
I just need to know. Where's the tape, Bluey?
Bluey's head lolls back.
My sister. Let's call my sister.
Okay. Just tell me.
This is picture. Okay. Where's the tape?
Tammy continues striking the glass window. Stares at the unbroken window and turns around to Kim.
One of us is going to have to go at it, Kim. Do you want me to run through a glass door? Babe, you're heavier.
Tammy grabs a blanket from one of the bunk beds and wraps it around her head and shoulders. Then she takes a run at the glass door. Blood pours from her nose as she pushes through shards of glass. Tammy checks her arms and legs for cuts. A large piece of glass is stuck in her lower leg.
Are you okay? Kim, gotta find out if he's all right.
I don't care about him. Are you okay?
Tammy nods. Kim disappears out of the room. Tammy inspects the shard of glass sticking out of her leg. The fractured glass is stuck deeply into her flesh and the wound is bleeding profusely. She pinches the shard between her thumb and index finger and starts to prise it out. The shard begins to slide out. Sean sparks two wires together. Kim watches him secretly through a gap in the door. She then closes the door silently and locks Sean in. Bluey grunts. Before him stands Josh, tipping powdered ketamine into his hand. He holds it out for Bluey to take a snort. Bluey winces, then leans forward. Josh pulls his hand away at the last moment. Bluey looks at him. Again, Josh offers the ketamine, only to pull it away.
No tape, no drugs.
Tammy limps out into the corridor. She can hear Bluey's muffled moans. Tammy stops in front of the room where Josh has confined Bluey, and she listens. Josh glares sadistically at Bluey and proffers the drug once more.
In the bedroom. Under the bed. Please.
Josh allows Bluey to take a snort. Tammy quickly searches under the mattress in the master bedroom for the tape. She lifts another corner and finds the tape. She snatches it up and hides in a wardrobe just before Josh enters. Josh starts to search under the mattress and doesn't see Tammy closing the wardrobe door. Frustrated, Josh yanks up the entire mattress off the bed. Tammy spies on him through the slats in the door. Josh paces about the room, anxiously searching. Inside the wardrobe, Tammy slowly lowers the tape into the pocket of her dress. Josh faces Bluey's room and mutters to himself.
Oh, you prick.
He rushes back to confront Bluey.
You're 30 minutes from dying. We're an hour from shore.
Bluey blinks uncomprehendingly.
Mate, I told you.
Tammy steals out of the wardrobe and down the corridor past Josh and Bluey's room. Josh stands glaring at a confused Bluey. Slowly, Josh moves a fingertip towards the handle of the Leatherman sticking out of Bluey's chest. He presses it. Josh stares into Bluey's face, applying pressure on the Leatherman. He pushes harder now with his thumb.
I told you!
Tammy listens outside the door.
Quit. Where is it?
It's under the bed.
No, stop me! Leave him alone, he hasn't got it!
Josh presses again, even harder. He slowly begins to pull the blade out. He stands and watches Bluey's last gasp. Josh sighs deeply, turns, and drops the blade into the sink. He looks up and sees himself in the mirror. Kim is on the bridge, fumbling with the computer controls. Nothing works. She hits it in frustration. Tammy is standing just outside the door as Josh emerges, head down. He suddenly notices her, and she looks at him fearfully.
He's dead. He was losing too much blood.
He moves towards Tammy, who backs away.
There's nothing I could have done. It's not my fault.
You're lying.
Josh looms motionless in front of her.
The tape. He knew he didn't have it.
Taken his arm.
I can't find the keys.
His clothes are covered in blood splatter.
Maybe you've...
Kim appears with his shotgun.
Get away from her.
She points the gun at Josh's head. He immediately puts his hands up.
Now back the fuck off.
He's got the keys.
Kim keeps the gun in his face.
Move.
He hesitates at the foot of the stairs. Startled, Josh clumsily mounts the stairs backwards without ever taking his eyes off the gun. Kim follows him up, maintaining her aim at Josh's head.
Get in
there. She pushes him onto the bridge.
Kim. Kim, give me that.
Where is Sean?
Shut up! Fucking take me home!
Josh nods. He slowly moves towards the bridge controls and fumbles with the keys. He fits two keys into the two locks and turns the engine on. Sean, trapped in the engine room, panics as the yacht moves.
Josh! What's going on? Open the door!
Tammy looks at Josh.
It's a call for help.
I call. It's when we set the channels open now.
Why?
He glances at the gun, then back at Tammy.
Where the fuck is he?
Kim shoulders the heavy weapon.
It's with his precious engines, safe and sound.
Don't be in the engine room, not when we're ready. Please, he'll die down there.
Open the door! Open the door!
Everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie.
Tammy makes for the stairs.
Tommy!
She continues down to the engine room. Kim shoves the barrel of the gun back in Josh's face.
Have you thought about what you're going to say when we get back?
Yes. You're going to prison.
You too.
Fuck you.
What I did was an accident. But you're both up for murder. And if your friend goes to court with that tape...
Tammy unlocks the door for Sean.
Sean, you've got to help me.
Kim to Josh.
You talk a lot of shit.
I promise you, you don't want that tape getting out. You know each other.
You want me to help you?
Listen... Marcus, Bluey and Lisa were fooling around. One of them killed Lisa. Bluey argued with Marcus and they killed each other. We stick to that story.
Kim shakes her head.
Clean the knife. Dump the tape. And we all walk.
Kim takes her eyes off Josh for a split second. He punches her. He grabs the gun and feigns hitting her with it, then runs downstairs, leaving Kim on the floor holding a bloody face.
Thank God. Josh, what the fuck?
What have you done to her?
That crazy bitch was gonna kill me.
He points the gun at
Josh,
Tammy.
Don't. What the fuck?
She's got it.
What?
Sean!
Louise tape. Just give it to me.
Tammy sinks to the ground, covering her ears. On the bridge, Kim stands and heads downstairs.
Don't!
Please don't make me do this.
Josh! It's over! Get out of my way!
Sean knocks Josh to the ground.
Oh. This is enough! Fuck!
Kim spies Sean with a gun, standing over Tammy and Josh on the floor.
Fucking over! I'm doing it now! You understand?
Kim sneaks into the adjacent engine room. Lying on a unit is the outboard motor for the dinghy. She picks it up, presses the on button, and runs towards Sean. She thrusts the whirring propellers into Sean's neck and chest. Blood splatters all over the room, their clothes and faces. Sean drops. Josh rushes to his side. Sean's upper body is jolting, pumping out blood.
Sean!
Kim steps back, shaking, covered head to toe in Sean's blood. Tammy weeps over Sean's body.
Sean!
Blood oozes from Sean's deep wounds.
He had a gun. He was going to kill you. He had a gun.
Josh touches his brother's motionless face.
I'm so sorry.
Tammy runs out after Kim onto the lower deck.
What have you done? You tried to help us.
Kim stares in a catatonic daze at her.
Kim.
Fear crosses Tammy's face as Kim climbs onto the railing. She perches there for a moment, and Tammy gasps in disbelief. Arms outstretched to her sides, Kim leans backwards and falls into the sea.
No! Kim, no!
The yacht moves off into the night. Tammy looks out to sea where Kim went overboard. She's caked in Sean's blood splatter, as well as blood from her own wounds. She turns as Josh comes back on the deck. He sits with his head in his hands.
They're dead. They're all dead.
Josh shakes his head slowly.
What are we going to do?
Josh, we have to get off this thing, because if they find us here...
She grabs his hand and attempts to pull him up.
Come on, I am not staying here. I'm getting off this fucking boat right now.
Okay. Yeah. I'll come too.
He nods and sighs deeply. He hangs his head for a moment, then looks sideways at Tammy. She turns to avoid his baleful look and goes downstairs. In a kit room, she grabs a fleece jacket and a waterproof Ziploc bag and puts the tape in. She freezes and stares at the body of Sean lying on his back on the floor. His eyes are open and a pool of thick blood slowly fans out beneath him across the wooden decking. Josh is on the diving deck. He pulls the dinghy in by its rope. He secures the dinghy and looks up to see Tammy standing, waiting.
Right, come on.
She steps down towards him, clutching the bag containing the tape. She walks around Josh and stands at the edge of the lower deck.
Hurry up!
Squatting down, she puts her legs over the side into the dinghy. He follows. Just as they push off, she secretly grabs the noose end of a long coil of rope attached to the yacht itself. Her hand trails in the water alongside the dinghy, holding the noose from his sight. She glances furtively back to the yacht to see the coil of rope on deck starting to unravel slowly. He sits, head down, lost in thought. He suddenly looks sideways at Tammy and unsheathes the long diver's knife. He slowly lifts it and points it directly at her throat. She gulps.
Chuck the tape.
She remains frozen to the spot.
Chuck it.
She throws the tape to the back of the dinghy. As he bends back for it, she grabs the noose and slings it over his neck. He's jerked back into the water. She watches as the yacht recedes into the night, towing the body of Josh behind in its wake. She stares out into the darkness that now engulfs her. Tammy picks up a flare and fires it into the night sky. She looks up and the flare illuminates her bloodied face. The flare drops through the sky, lighting the dinghy bobbing alone on the surface of the sea. Tammy lies down in the dinghy, staring up at the flare. Directed by Ollie Blackburn. Written by Ollie Blackburn and David Bloom, based on an original idea by David Bloom. Producers: Angus Lamont, Robin Gutch, Mark Herbert. Sean was played by Robert Bolter. Lisa by Sean Breckin. Bluey by Tom Burke. Tammy was played by Nicola Burley. Josh by Julian Morris. Marcus was played by Jay Taylor, and Kim by Jamie Winston. The composer was Francois Huchantreau.